So last time we did Slime Lake, which is an entry in the Graveyard School series. And so today we're going to go over all the other books in the Graveyard School series, none of which I've read. We're just going off of Wikipedia here. Number one, Don't Eat the Mystery Meat. It's a new school year at Grove Hill Elementary, but the kids aren't exactly thrilled about it. The same can be said for the weird new lunchroom cook and her weird mystery meat dishes. Meanwhile, there's an alarming number of missing pets around Grove Hill. Oh, how prescient of what people would be saying today. Don't you hate that when something just happened to predict something correctly? But it's really not all that shocking. I mean, they're eating dogs at the Chinese restaurant is like the oldest urban legend in the book. How surprised are we supposed to be that a super old man who says super dumb shit is saying this today about a different race? Also, by the way, nobody is eating your pets if you keep them indoor and on a leash. Just, you know, in case you are worried about it. 2. The Skeleton on the Skateboard. Skate is determined to be the best skateboarder in Grove Hill, but the skeleton riding down Graveyard Hill might have something to say about that. I was not a good skateboarder when I was a kid, but I do think I could outskate a skeleton. Don't ask me why, I just do. I don't think a skeleton would be particularly good at it. Maybe if it was Tony Hawk's skeleton. 3. The Headless Bicycle Rider. Algie Green, okay, is new to Grove Hill, and just his luck that he gets stuck with a paper route to creepy Mr. Bates's derelict home. The legend of a headless bicycle rider in the area doesn't make it any easier. So am I scared of Mr. Bates' derelict home here or some cyclist without a head? Wait a minute, Mr. Bates? Come on, guys, you can't just do that. 4. Little Pet Werewolf. After last year's abysmal pet day, Skip has sworn to bring in a cool new pet instead of his lame dog, Lupe. He's going to bring in a werewolf, of course. He's not going to have to look far. A kid bringing a dog to class would be amazing, like that episode of The Simpsons that gave us greased-up groundskeeper Willie. I completely see how this goes wrong, but it seems like an still-worth-it situation. Revenge of the Dinosaurs. David Pike's little brother is a dinosaur fanatic who has finally gone off his nut when he claims his new action figures have grown very big and very real. Could there be any connection to those giant footprints in the streets? Nah. Wait a minute, what is the revenge of the dinosaurs for? What's the revenge part? I don't think we did anything to the dinosaurs, really. I mean, maybe they take offense to using their remains as to power our vehicles? But if they think that's bad, they should see how we treat horses. I was watching Planet of the Apes, and I was like, no matter what creature is at the top of the food chain, horses are still vehicles. I bet some of those horses in that movie were like, unbelievable. We had this big shakeup, and yet we still end up being ridden again. 6. Camp Dracula. A summer away from Graveyard School should be relaxing for Jeep, but at Camp Wisteria is starting to look like a real pain in the neck, so to speak. Oof, a kid named Jeep is like the stupidest name of all time, and it certainly exists. I just looked it up. There's an estimated 116 people named Jeep in the U.S., Pray for these poor souls. 7 was Slime Lake, which we covered. 8. Let's scare the teacher to death. Bentley loves scaring everyone with his practical jokes, especially his teachers. When a new teacher starts at his school, he immediately sets out to make his newest victim. but he might have gone too far. Does this mean he killed a teacher? I would say that's going too far. More than a bit too far. 9. The Abominable Snow Monster. Kyle sets out to build the coolest and scariest snow monster in Grove Hill after a record 13 snowstorms hit, but it seems he made one a little too big, too frightening, and too alive. God, what I wouldn't give to have a record 13 snowstorms. Remember a few years back when snow was destroying Buffalo, New York? I was jealous, man. I want some snow. Enough to not work. That's the exact right amount of snow, always. Just enough that we don't have to work. That's what you want. There's a ghost in the boys' bathroom. School bathrooms have never been this gross or this scary before, but it's up to Alex to figure out just who or what is haunting the boys' bathroom at Graveyard's Hill. School bathrooms are always gross and scary. If the smell of pee is gross or scary to you, which it should be, you're in a school, you sicko. Save the weird stuff for times outside the school. 11 is April Ghoul's Day. April Fools, personalities switch after a trip in the hallway has Principal Morthouse holding faculty pizza parties and Maria Medina giving off terrifying stares. So this is a teacher body swap? That is an HR nightmare. What do you do in that situation? Tell them not to change their clothes ever? But then they're rotting in their same clothes for a week? If you have to take a piss, it's all over. You've had two staff members touching each other's genitals without consent. Sort of. Do they have HR conferences where they run scenarios like this? 12. Scream Team. The Grove Hill 6th grade soccer team is fighting for their lives when the huge, monstrous team from Belleville Academy comes lumbering down the field. You know, as a parent watching the game, I would be riveted if monsters show up. For the first time ever, I would be totally into, like, a middle school sports game. 13. Tales Too Scary to Tell at Camp. 13 scary stories told around the campfire of giant lice, jogging skeletons, and misplaced twins as a group of kids fight to survive the night with an evil host. Ah, so at this point, they let the author take a break. If there are 13 stories plus a wraparound, I bet each one is like 5 pages. Good for them. I condone it. 13 books is plenty in the graveyard school minds. The Tragic School Bus. Skip doesn't like his new house, and he doesn't like his new bus, but compared to the bus coming up the road with all these dead kids in it, he'll reconsider his choices. To be honest, I might prefer a trip to school on the bus of dead kids. At least I feel like their ability to pick on me would be limited by their abilities to interact with tangible objects. 15. The Fright Before Christmas. Christopher would redefine the word Scrooge if he could. He hates Christmas. He hates Santa Claus, and he's not particularly fond of ghosts while he's at it. I mean, sure, let's mash all that together. I never thought the Christmas Carol ghosts were meant to be frightening. But on the other hand, that Ghost of Christmas Future in Scrooge was a real pants pisser as a kid. 16. Don't Tell Mummy. A trip to the museum didn't seem so boring when Park got buddied with a weird little fifth grade girl, but his boredom is now terror when he realizes someone out to kill him. Okay, Park, be cool. You've got to make it work with this older woman. Or younger woman. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, sure, someone's trying to kill you, but really, everyone's not trying to kill you. Everyone is not trying to not kill you all the time. So someone trying to kill you is nothing to panic about. It's just a slight upgrade to the amount that people are trying to kill you. 17. Jack and the Beanstalker. Jackson needs money or he's a dead man. The only thing mowing lawns got him was a handful of magic beans. Maybe he can find some money somewhere at the top of that giant beanstalk growing out of his yard. It's worth a shot. Do you think that you could give some fool magic beans as payment for something and he might be like, oh, rad? Because, I mean, magic beans in every story really are magic beans. Isn't it weird how we use the phrase magic beans to indicate someone made an idiotic transaction, but every time it happens in fiction, it was the right choice to take the magic beans? The Dead Sox, with an X. It's summertime at Grove Hill, and the All-Stars are ready for the Summer League, but Park is going to have to play 110% if he wants to save Algie's soul from a mysterious new coach. Oh my God, what a nightmare. If I had to play good at baseball to save another kid's soul, that kid would be doomed. Sorry, buddy. I mean, it's baseball. We both know that's not going to happen. The Gator ate her. Algy would give anything rather than spend the summer with his weird relatives in the swamp, a swamp that happens to be the home of something big and green with glowing eyes and lots of teeth. Okay, so this was a title first, right? The Gator ate her. And then they're just like, what should we do? Something supernatural? And they're like, nah, fuck it, just put in a gator. 20. Creature Teacher. Bentley has sworn off jokes after the last time, but he may change his tone when a nice new substitute teacher suddenly gets a personality overhaul overnight. I do like the idea of a kid resisting pranks, but then a sucker substitute comes in. How can you resist that? Is there a worse job than being a substitute teacher? We talk about how underpaid and undervalued teachers are. Now imagine you're a teacher, but you're walking into a classroom where you have no fucking idea what's going on and just sort of have to hope for the best. We had a substitute for German 4. What possible thing is a sub going to do for us there? We had this one sub, an older lady, who was famous for doing a penny dance whenever she found a penny on the ground, which meant that everyone was throwing pennies up to the front of the class. She was less famous for a rumor that she was unable to walk backwards, so if she got in a corner, she would be unable to escape. This rumor almost can't be true, but it's highly entertaining because someone had to invent it at some point, and someone else had to believe it. It's kind of a masterpiece of urban legendary that I respect on some level. 21. The Skeleton's Revenge. Skate is spending his Thanksgiving vacation on his uncle's private island in Florida, but no matter how far he goes, the skeleton on the skateboard isn't far behind. Yeah, well, maybe get off the skateboard, punk, and do something productive that doesn't involve waxing up curbs and making them look all greasy and gross. 22. Boo Year's Eve. Jordy has the bad luck to get invited to Polly Hannah's boring New Year's Eve party, but a stopover at a weird mansion will make her change her mind. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to Polly Hannah's party either. Are you going to get a pair of crutches and a goodie bag? Maybe some denture cleaner or some shit? 23. The Easter Egg Hunt. The annual Easter Egg Hunt at Grove Hill has got David's brother all hyped up, but the weird egg he finds is beginning to creep David out with its horrible smell, and it's growing? I wonder if egg hunts started because someone fucking hated eggs and decided to hide them out in the yard, and then when the family went out to find them, they were like, oh, that was so fun. How nice of you to do that. And the egg hider was like, yeah, fun. Intent and impact match right up. 24. Scream Around the Campfire. Alex gets sent to Camp Nevermore for the summer, and having a weird bunkmate wasn't bad enough. It seems disturbing campfire stories are starting to come true. Okay. What is with camp in all these stories? And I don't mean camp as in, like, you know, Batman and Robin style camp. I just mean, like, all these kids are going to camp. Is this something that happened back in the day that just doesn't happen anymore? 25. Escape from Vampire Park. Nathan has got a cool summer job working at Vampire Park, the carnival that's arrived in town. He gets to ride all the rides he wants, including the Tunnel of Blood. Of course, that's not real blood, right? Right? I mean, obviously it's not real blood, dumbass. If they need blood to live, you know, that would be like us having a river of turkey legs or something at the carnival. They're not going to just fill it with real turkey legs. Little School of Horrors. Blue is the new kid at Graveyard Hill, and it feels like a fish out of water among the classmates who breathe fire, grow fangs, and have snakes for hair. Okay, so this is like one of those the real weirdo is the humans kind of thing, that Twilight Zone where they all have the pig face. And, you know, you're looking at that nurse and you're like, yeah, you know. Okay, she's got weird alien pig face, but I mean, body's still banging. 27. Here comes Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. Kyle is content to make his weird aunt Mab and her evil cat miserable for ruining his Christmas. But he should know better than to misbehave, especially with a clawed maniac in a Santa suit visiting him. They ruined his Christmas. I wonder how they ruined his Christmas. Probably knowing the way these books go, probably just by showing up at their house. You know what I mean? You just like hate like every uncle or whatever in a movie, and it's like this jerk off doesn't have his own family or whatever. 28. The spider beside her. Mel gets stuck with Ari, the resident spider enthusiast, in detention. He soon learns that she loves spiders so much she'd do anything for them, and vice versa. Queen of the spiders. I mean, I could see why this kid's probably in detention. I could make some guesses as to why the girl who's queen of the spiders may have found herself in just a bit of trouble.